This is News with Nick from the festival, and I am doing an episode here hanging out at what is called the RV Site 99, hanging out with the Porkfest Reg. His name is
Tom,
and the Porkfest Noob. Her name is
Macy.
Hi, Macy.
Hi.
So, what do we know of Macy so far? Tom, go ahead.
I haven't met her yet.
Oh my goodness, you guys haven't met?
Wait, I
met her at,
we talked briefly at Pukes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I waved at you. I don't know.
I haven't met you here though.
No. But I met your dog just now. That was great.
Okay. Tom's here with his dog. How's the dog been this week, Tom? This is the segment of the show where we go bump ba da 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 Tom's dog report.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I haven't been injured. She hasn't bitten anybody, so that's pretty good.
Yep. Well, so Macy, you are friends, girlfriends, with the Chat Says.
I am. It's an honor.
Our best friend. Now, when did the Chat Says come out as the Chat Says to you? Or is that his Tinder name as well?
No, it's not. No. on Tinder, it was just Peter. I think he came out as the Chat Says in January. No. Because you were being an asshole on the chat, being the Chat Says, and you told me, you're like, oh, this is who I am, it's really great. And I think he was trying to get a rise out of everybody that was doing the podcast that day, and that's what I knew. And I was like, oh, okay, he's extra weird. Great.
Okay. So you met Peter on the Tinder,
mm-hmm.
right? And how many Tinder dates have you been on?
One with him.
Okay.
He was my first match, number one.
No. Okay, so last week's show, we had a whole segment on internet dating.
Oh, I missed it. Thanks,
and,
Peter.
And Andrew was talking about how he sent some messages to some girls, and most of the time he just gets ghosted.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a girl.
Correct.
And you were on the internet on a dating site, so you probably have the flip side. You are a ghost.
No, well, not exactly. When I started Tinder, I was just on it, and I got a notification that said, oh, you've been super liked. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I have no idea. That's what I said. What? What does super like mean? And, you know, I opened the Tinder app and I just showed up and I see this guy's face and I was like, all right, that's fine. So I liked him back.
Uh-huh.
And then,
but you didn't super like him back. You just normal liked him?
I don't think I paid 99 cents to get the premium.
Oh, that's how you super like someone?
I think that's how you, I don't know.
It's
it's called super like. There's the swipe left, which is bad, swipe right, which is good, and then you can hit a star in the middle, which means super like.
I feel like you should have to like play like a mini game or something. You have to swipe, but then you also have to play like Tetris real quick.
Yeah, and then Pac-Man comes up before you can chat with them, and you're just like, oh god, what do I do? You have to work for it. No, you
yeah.
don't. I
oh
mean,
my god,
that would be fun. I think that like kind of an 80s video game Tinder.
That's the best idea ever.
Yeah.
It's like a captcha for being horny. Prove how much you want to talk to this person.
Exactly. You have to play Dig Dug before you can send them a gift.
Right.
Just...
Oh my goodness, amazing. That would filter out so many weird guys who are dumb. What if you have... Oh my god, what if...
You have to get to a certain level.
Right. What if you as a girl, you like were able to set the difficulty of like a math problem or something that someone has to solve?
No, I don't think I could do that because I'm horrible at math. Actually,
well,
no, that would be good. So I could be like, oh my god, he's good at math. Yes, I'm going to chat him right now.
Sure. Well, I mean, if maybe you're into like Shakespeare and someone's got to fill in the blank of the Shakespeare quote. But if they can't do it, they can't message you.
I think that should be a thing. Hey, Tinder, if you're watching this or you're listening to this, do the thing.
This is
do
amazing.
Do it right now.
Your water heater is leaking. Which of these tools in the photo would you use to fix it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Does a CNC machine do? Okay, you're not going to be my partner. Great.
If I could get someone to do that, I'd go on Gay Tinder, and I'd be like looking for someone to fix my water heater.
It's not Gay Tinder; it's just Tinder, and then what is it? Bumble? Is that for the Gay Tinder? I think it's Bumble.
I think Bumble's definitely the gay one.
No, Grindr.
I don't know. How do you know? Chat says.
Trevor just told me.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
Now somebody was telling me about this Bumble. It's where the women are in control.
Well, I mean, when aren't we in control, number one?
Oh, my goodness, level one.
I don't know.
Well,
I've
usually
never
the
been
guys have to send all the messages, right? That's the way
no,
it works.
No, the girls can send the messages, too. They can't just be, you know, sit back and wait for the compliments to flood in. That's awful. Hey, excuse me. Rude.
You're not an uggo.
No, up there. Down there. I don't know.
Up there? I'm up there.
I'm up there with the uglies.
The uglies don't even show themselves in person.
Yeah, that's true. They have like the profile picture's like a cat or a dog or a sunset, yeah. And you're like, I wonder what you look like in person, and she's just huge and scary.
Yeah, I completely disagree. Your eyebrows are impeccable. So there's that.
Oh, they're on fleek.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so how many messages did you get from guys on the Tind?
One. Because as soon as I was on Tinder, I got a super like, and I was like, all right, so I liked Peter back, and then he sent me a gif of Shaq doing some weird shoulder dance, and I was like, this guy is so strange.
It's the guy, he's doing...
Yeah, he's doing this little shimmy with like his lips popped
up. That won you over?
I was just like, this is kind of funny, and I think the first thing I said was, well, hello, and then we just got to chatting. And then we went out for coffee and then Indian food. And now we're here at Pork Fest together.
And he should have said, you know how I'm so good at chatting. Because I am the entire chat.
Yeah, he is the chat says. No, if I knew that, I don't know if that'd be a deal breaker or not.
Sure. Wonderful.
But he did have to come out as a libertarian to me. Which was a great story.
Well, right. I mean, obviously he says my dog's name is whatever.
No, I didn't. Right? I didn't really know the background of Spooner's name. He just...
I wasn't trying to give away that. Great. Now we're going to have dog pedophiles. Tracking him down.
Dog pedophiles?
On dog Tinder.
Dog Tinder? Dinder. Woofer. I don't know.
It's just their paws and they just are swiping either way.
They have to actually bark at the phone. It's like two barks, no. One bark, yes.
Right.
That's how it is. Can sit, stand, and wag. You know. Interests. Frisbee, swimming, treat.
Okay, so what were you before you met the chat says? As far as politically, sorry, I didn't mean like sexual.
I was like a woman. I don't know.
Right? Yeah.
I was politically just an independent who really didn't care much for the government or anything. I just don't care as long as it doesn't directly affect me as a person. So I'm not. I don't really care.
Okay.
As long as I, you know, whoever's the president, as long as I still have a job, as long as I can still obtain U.S. currency. I think I'm okay.
But then the chat says, comes in and says, I'm a liber.
Well, not even that. No, not even that. We went out for Indian food and he, you know, mid just chowing down on all this food, he goes, there's a reason why I moved out to New Hampshire. And my first thought is, oh my God, he's a serial killer. And I was really nervous. And then I was like, okay, why would he be out here? It's kind of hidden.
This
like he could
the
have
only
a
only state my love is legal in.
Honestly, and I was like, okay, so he either has a secret family, he's running from the law, he's a serial killer, there's some weird shit that he's into, and I was like,
that was
oh.
it, that was the one right there.
Yeah, it was the weird shit. I was like, oh, okay, and I'm like, why did you move out here? Like, you know, it's the first time we're ever meeting, so I was, you know, I had to play nice, and I was like, oh, gee, I wonder why. Explain. And then he just goes, I'm a libertarian. And I'm like, okay, great. So what's that? And then, you know, he explained, you know, what the libertarian was and that he's a free stater. And I was like, oh, cool. So what's that?
Uh-huh.
And he just told me all about it. And I was like, all right, you know, it's not too creepy. Like, you're not going to kill me yet. So yeah. It works.
Now, my problem is that you can just Google my name and they find out my old free keen posts. I mean, bleep, bleep posts.
That's really good.
Tom, any questions for Macy about her online date? Well, she was only on for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was a very quick.
This is showing that it pays to just sit there and hit refresh over and over and over again. And then when a new lady pops up, quickly super like her.
Yeah, well, it was an accident because he was actually on the shitter when he super liked me.
No.
Why did you tell her this?
Apparently, it's a very open relationship. Yeah,
apparently.
I was taking a shit and I super liked you. That's pretty, yeah. And I was like, wow, I know how you really feel about me now.
I'm
but hey.
Throw up.
Do it, I dare you.
I've only done it once on the show.
Damn it. Do it twice. On command.
Can I steal one of your dog shit bags?
What?
Yeah.
What if I was like...
Do you want more than one?
I need one.
Okay. Wait, do you need to throw up or is there poop?
Well, there's going to be a poop at some point.
Ah!
I've ran out of these conveniently sized bags.
Yeah.
And I currently have no bag on me, which is going to be really awkward.
Do you want another one just for tomorrow morning
This'll
or anything?
This will do.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Sure, here
we also
show.
Have dog
I sure do love picking up dog shit.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, Spooner's shits are the size of Tic Tacs. So it's like you kind of have to find it in the grass, and you're like, is that, I don't know if that's a rock or
and then
dog
you add,
shit.
And then you add it to a Tic Tac container and like
yeah,
give it away to someone.
Yeah, and you're like, surprise, motherfucker. And it's really great.
Very funny. Okay, toilet paper company Charmin has been rolling an on-demand mobile bathroom called Charmin Van Go around Manhattan as part of a 2-day pilot program. though whether the intent is to make the Uber-style bathroom service a regular option is not entirely sure. Anthony Anderson of the TV series Blackish has been accompanying the van on his trips to Columbus Circle. Is that a place in New York?
Yes.
Wait, so you press a button on your phone and a toilet drives to you?
Yeah, I'm so not... it's like Uber,
and then this guy from a TV show talks to you while you're taking a shit.
To request
How's it going in there? Need any more toilet paper?
Number two? I'm just knocking on it.
Are you on Tinder?
Jesus.
To request the service, go to CharmanVanGo.com and follow the simple directions to request the van. With just the touch of a few buttons, a totally private and super clean bathroom could be delivered directly to people in the New York neighborhoods, the company said in a statement. At Charmin, we're always looking to bring people the best bathroom experience, both at home, with our tissue, and in new, unexpected ways. This is a great idea. So you've got an Uber, but it's a bathroom, and it's in a van, and it just comes to you. Now, Tom could start this service, but it's just a tent, and he has to spend 20 minutes setting it up.
So you can shit inside of it?
Sure, yes. How's the bathroom going, Tom? Previous years you've said, ooh, I bought a bathroom, and it's a tent.
I have it again.
Are you aware of this phenomena?
No, wait, where is your tent? Are you down this way? Are you down?
I'm way up that way where it's quiet.
No, we walked by somebody, and it looked like they had a shower and a changing room, but I haven't seen the toilet.
Oh, I don't have a shower. I'm filthy.
Everything's blown.
I'm stinky. I don't have any shower.
Oh, well, those shower vans down there really aren't that bad. You have to get there early.
Yeah, but once you make peace with being filthy. I mean, I wash my entire head every day. That's fine.
That's really all that matters when you're camping. I mean, nothing else really.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really have an audience. Other years we've had audiences, and everything's getting worse every year. Tom, please comment.
I don't think it's getting worse.
Really?
I think there's less people, but you know what? There's not, like, sketchy people here. There's not carnies. There's not the people that are, like, passed out around the campfire at 5 in the morning. There's not the people that try to sneak into the VIP tent and tell me that Osborne said they could get a beer.
Okay.
And I'm like, Osborne wouldn't even talk to you. He's also not here.
Right.
Just because it says Osborne courtesy tent on the front.
Yeah, but this is the stuff that you look forward to. Like the crazy people.
No, these,
like,
are the sketchy people. These are not Liberty people. These are just like hobos and transients that came along
people.
With other like shit tier attendees that used to come here.
Oh, so was that like last year, 2 years ago?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Last year, a lot of people boycotted, and there was a lot less litter last year and this year. And
yeah, but there's also a lot less
Problems.
Well, Macy's not very happy with the lack of people. And why is that, Macy?
Because I was trying to sell stuff, and it sucked.
What were you trying to
sell? Well, you got a pretty out-of-the-way location here.
I know. Well, we were originally at Camp 164, and then, you know, apparently that's Death Valley.
Sure.
There's no shade. And then Peter, the chat says, called and said, hey, can we get closer to Agoura Valley? And
yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Brett.
It's by appointment only.
Park there.
All right. Yeah, no, I have not walked by your site yet, and I wander around.
It's just so kind of out of the way, and we tried to get as close to Agoura Valley as possible, and they stuck us here, even though there's so many empty camps right in front of us, so it's kind of like a slap in the face. But that's okay. You know what? The rain probably scared some people away. It's fine. I get it. But
the key is to have drunk traffic go by your site.
And we're just so far out to have drunk traffic. So
yes. You're getting people that are drunk and trying not to see people.
So what were you selling?
Throwing up.
I was selling porcupine cookies, unicorn cookies, all kinds of chocolate-covered popcorn, dog treats.
Now, what got you into making popcorn? Did you make this popcorn, or did you just go to Walmart and
give me
a tub of popcorn, I'm going to sell
literally,
it?
We had a couple friends. We popped 8 pounds of popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn because popcorn's real light.
Yes.
So and 8 pounds of it would be like the size of a tent.
Yeah, they were in vacuum seal bags, and the chat says thought it was a really great idea to put them in 5-foot-tall vacuum seal bags. So trying to chocolate cover all this popcorn in a bag as tall as you is a little hard to do.
You should have sold them just in the 5-foot-tall bag.
But then I would have 2 5-foot-tall bags. And
well, there's
it.
A lot of single lonely people here. You could sell the 5-foot bag as a love doll.
So, yeah. Oh, man, that would be.
That'd be really.
That would burn.
It would be nice and warm and buttery.
No, it'd be so salty.
No, the popcorn's not even buttered. It's also not salted. It's just covered in chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
It's fine. I'm not judging. I'm just questioning. That's all.
How many ticks have you pulled off your body, Macy?
None.
Tom?
None. I've never seen ticks here.
Oh,
I think they
mosquitoes
spray.
And fucking flies have been horrible this year. I found one tick this year, and then I sprayed my yard, and now none.
I wonder. I always wonder why the tick doesn't just go straight for the urethra. Like that would be if it was a smart tick, it would just go right into your pee hole, right?
But
wouldn't
I then deposit the tick somewhere that it doesn't want to go?
Oh yeah, but I feel like it could dig into the side of your urethra from inside. Would I have to go to the hospital if that happened?
I don't know if that would happen, because why would you be out in the woods where ticks could be on your man?
Oh, ticks end up on ball sacks all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I don't have one, and I also don't like to be outside. So
well, they
really
climb up, so they get on your ankle or whatever, and they climb up your pants, so they climb up your leg, and then they're like, hey, big old wrinkly thing here.
What's
gonna
up?
Latch on right here.
I could have 6 ticks on my balls right now, and I wouldn't even know.
Well, you should probably check tonight, let us know, and then update us.
Actually, I have other people check for me.
Why is there not a tent around here where you can walk in and they'll give you a tick check? Just rip all your clothes off? Ooh. I'm going to come back here after dark.
Please don't. Please don't do that.
Sorry, Brett, did you just want to hang out or did you want to grab a mic for a min?
I'll just hang out. Oh. Yeah, I'm Brett. Hi. This is my 5th Puke in the Gang Pork Fest. And good to be here.
Thank you.
That's all for now. I'm content to just watch.
Sweet. Yeah, we had to move to this obscure location because it was way too hot and loud down at the other area.
And I had no idea. I was just driving around looking to see if there was any food out here, and I drove right by you.
Do you know that there's butter popcorn and peanut butter chocolate popcorn?
Yeah, I have a whole... Do you want to come over here?
It's probably only $2.
Oh, really?
It's free. At this point, I've given up. It's free. I don't know if that's Heath or peanut butter. I also have cookies. Do you want a cookie? Okay.
All right. So my night last night went pretty good.
Wait. You remember it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I pretty much remember all of it.
Impressive.
All I know is I was drinking, and then at one point I'm standing on the tall hill, and it's wet because it just rained, and I slip, and I'm in my shorts and my shirt, and I go, oh, God, and I just lay there for a second, and Bridget's sitting there, and she's like, oh, no. So now I'm laying in mud, so I got to get up. I'm like, damn it. I'm covered in mud. So I go back to my motel room. I change. I shower. I grab some glow sticks for the dance party, and I put on new clothes, all nice clothes, and I start walking, down the hill, and I slip, and I land in the mud again.
Oh, no. Why didn't you use a different part of the hill?
Directly. It was a different part. That's the funniest part.
Why did you go down the hill? You could have just gone down the path and just skipped.
Okay, here's what happened. There was a car coming on the path. So to be courteous, I decided to walk into the grass. But as I walked into the grass, I slip, and now not only am I in mud, but a car just watched me fall, spill. I was carrying 3 drinks at this point, by the way. Spilled 1/3 of them all over myself, and now I'm covered in mud. And so I go back to VIP tent, get some more drinks that I don't even deserve because I'm not even a VIP. But thanks, Tom, for having some leverage.
You're welcome.
So I keep drinking, and then eventually I find this place that has these fries, and I order some fries, and I come back up to this campsite with the chat says and Macy, and I go, I'm real muddy. Do you guys have a chair I can sit in? So I ruin their chair. Sorry about that.
Well, you're also slurring your words, so
what?
It wasn't as clear. You were just having a rough time.
Oh, my God. What was I saying?
We don't really know. You're very scatterbrained. You're like, I'm going to throw up. And then you kept eating the fries. And you're like, I'm going to throw up. And then you're like, I'm going to puke. And then we're just there's trash cans. No, I'm not going to puke. And then you kept eating the fries and kept mentioning that you're going to throw up. Like, do you want water? Do you want something?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
it sounds like my brain got stuck in a loop.
Your brain was
a drunk
having
loop.
Some real issues.
Whoopsies.
And then you let the dog lick your cheese covered fingers.
Oh yeah, no, I remember that.
And then you got mad at the dog for trying to eat your fries, but then you kept dipping your fingers in the cheese and
giving it to the dog.
Yeah,
yes.
And you're like, oh, we're friends now. Uh-huh. And you were just spiraling. You were having some problems.
I was like, oh, we're friends now. Oh, I turned retarded. Like worse.
No, I think you tried to throw up.
I don't know. Well, thanks. That was pretty fun. Tom, how's your night?
Good. I just drink. I'm having a pretty good time.
How can you drink
out
the next
drinking.
Day? Because every day I wake up and
I'm
hungover.
I've not been shit-faced. I've been just drinking evenly throughout the day, which works out pretty well. You know, they teach you in school these days. You alternate a non-alcoholic drink, and it seems to work. And I'm staying away from liquor. I think that's the number one thing that you can do at Porkfest.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say they teach that in school?
Yeah.
What school
college,
is that? Oh, okay. I was like, is that like grade school?
Like alternate water with your alcoholic beverages.
Okay, I get that. All right. I thought it was like an elementary school thing.
It just becomes a fullness issue. You're pissing so much and your stomach's full, so.
All right, that's true.
I don't know.
There's a science behind it. Okay.
Yeah, and I get like 2 hours of sleep because every night something horrible happens. Like the other night, I got to bed at like 3:30, and then at 5:30, there's a big crash, and I wake up, and the ceiling of my tent is about a foot in front of my face.
Oh.
I have this big tarp that I hang over the entire site to keep rain and sun off the tent, and it filled up with rain, and then one of the guy wires that was holding it up broke, and the whole thing went down on my tent and snapped tent poles, and I just woke up at 5 in the morning. I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with this right
now.
Fuck this shit.
That sucks.
And then last night, a big branch broke off a tree and sheared the rear wiper off of my car completely.
What? Oh, my
so
God.
So that's wonderful.
Wow, you're having such a good
time. And
it's
all wet in there now today. I don't know where it's coming in, but I have a puddle in my tent.
Well, we have duct tape, so if you need to find the patch and find the hole,
I might just throw
up.
The tent out. I don't know. I might just stay in a hotel next year. I finally went in one for the first time. I went in Nick's, and I was like, this ain't so bad.
You know, we could all just do the RV and get one.
No.
Maybe the chat says, may see you.
See,
I think
I
we just have to have
privacy,
a row of
that's
RVs.
The thing.
No,
we could,
you
have... We could
fine.
Be neighbors. We could all be RV neighbors. The chat says, me...
We could
puke
be
puking the gang and school sucks.
RV
and
costs more than a hotel room, though.
Yeah, but it's fun because we'd be RV neighbors. It'd be like trailer park buddies.
You don't trust me enough to live in an RV with me within 2 feet of my naked bod because I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry, what?
What? You don't want to stay in an RV? Oh, fine. In a year, you'll trust me.
I don't want to have to be considerate of other people.
Okay.
I like to wander around naked.
That's
and
a good
fart
point.
And.
Oh,
so does he. So does the chat says.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
there is a difference there. Yeah. I live with him. So,
you live in real life with the chat says.
No, virtual reality.
Wait, how many?
It's like
months,
a Sims game.
How many months have you been together?
6 to 7.
And you've moved in after how many months?
3 or 4. It was January, I think. When he's like, "Hey, do you wanna move in?" Said
nice.
Just like that because I made really good food.
So
I want him over.
Before that, you were living with your mom.
Yep.
And how is she doing?
She's great. We're on much better terms now that I don't live with her.
Oh, wow.
So
she didn't like you living there. Why was that?
We just are very strong-willed women. So we're just constantly kind of combative at each other because I think I'm right. She thinks she's right, and usually she's more right than I am. But, you know.
That's actually very nice of you to say. And now, did the chat says ever come over while your mom was there and you know what?
No.
Watch TV?
No. When did you even go to my parents' house? It wasn't until after we moved in together that he met my parents.
Okay. Very good.
No,
so,
wait. You met them in
oh
December.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
Shut up. Don't be rude.
All right. And now it is the Macy show.
No,
go.
It's not. No, it's not. Stop it. Keep talking. It's your show. Cut it out. Fucking talk.
I like her.
She can be the new Danica. A week before gay pride festivities kick off, a South Seattle man said his neighbor carved an anti-gay Bible verse into a fence. Seattle police are investigating to see if it's a hate crime or just an act of free speech. Last weekend, 38-year-old Sean Schaefer and his roommates decorated their home with 4 gay pride flags. I live with 2 roommates who are a couple. 1 roommate who is single. All gay, Schaefer said. I don't think that's what he sounded like. Probably. I live with 2 roommates who are a couple.
You have to have more of like a lisp.
You do it.
Like 2 roommates that are a couple and they're fabulous.
Why do gay people sound all gay? Macy.
Why do they sound gay? I don't really think there's a sound. It's just the way they are.
You just did it, though.
Yeah, but that's like the stereotypical, like if you watch a movie, the gay guy's always like, oh my God, you look fabulous.
Yeah, but why do they sound all gay?
I don't know. That's just a stereotype.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, there used to be a thing that all lesbians are these butch people, but there isn't. They're not all butch people. They're normal people, too. Like, you know.
Wait a minute. How would you know? How lesbian
what?
Are you? 0 to 10.
I'm not answering that.
Fine.
In reality, all girls have like 50% lesbian in them.
Her answer is 5 beers, by the way.
No, I don't even drink beer. I drink cider. God, I'm a
5
classy
ciders.
Bitch. Yeah, maybe 5.
We just finished putting up the flags and we were taking the recycling out and we saw our neighbor up against his fence and we heard scratching. We couldn't tell what he was doing. There was muttering. Later, they realized that he was carving a Bible verse with an all-too-familiar message. I know what Leviticus 20:13 is. Yeah. The Bible verse states, if a man has sexual relations with a man, both of them have done what is detestable, and they are to be put to death. Quite the opposite of the old saying that good fences are made by good neighbors. Ah, good one, article.
Now, did he carve that whole verse in there, or did he just write Leviticus in the number?
Because, God, he would have been there for a while.
Because that just wouldn't work on me. I'd look at it and go, okay, whatever.
No.
I don't know what that is.
In his own fence, all he did was carve Leviticus 20:13. And wait. Now the police are investigating.
Hold on. So it was on his side of the fence that he carved that?
Yeah. Well, so it was his fence.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure it was facing the gays.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on his side of the fence. But, like, why would they be looking on his side of the fence?
Oh, right.
Like, oh, what you doing there, neighbor? Oh, I'm offended. I'm going to call the cops. Because now they're from Wisconsin. Great.
By including the verse that gays should be put to death, that pushed it past the edge for me, said Schaefer. I believe in the First Amendment, absolutely, but threats that are put out to the community should not be tolerated. So is this, do you think this is a threat? Carving a Bible verse reference, not even the whole Bible verse, and then if you look up the verse, then it's scary, and then so the police are like, maybe it's a threat.
Nick, if you go to your hotel room and you open the nightstand drawer, there's a threat in there.
Oh, yeah.
Bible.
There's a whole Bible in my motel. That's a threat.
Do you think if you were gay, you could just complain at every single hotel when you're checking out that the Bible was in there and it highly offended you and you want a free stay?
Yeah, what if I just highlighted or bookmarked the gay verse and then I put it back for the next people to see it?
I wonder if that would be on the hotel for not checking, or, you know, the cleaning people for not checking the Bible to see if there's anything.
Oh, my God. Do you think they're checking the Bible?
Well, no. Because if you highlight something, and God forbid, like, you know, a gay couple or a lesbian couple, a couple come in and look at the Bible and they're like, oh, that's threatening. Would that come down to the hotel for not looking at the Bible and seeing that something's slightly offensive or something's highlighted?
We were just perusing the section around the anti-gay section.
Well, I mean, if it's highlighted or there's like a little posty sticky note in there, they'd open it and be like, oh, that's rude. Like, would there be some social media uproar and then suddenly the Yelp reviews would go from 4 to 1, be like, this is disgusting. This is homophobic. And, you know, it'd just be these online internet warriors just going after these people.
Well, we can find out. Nick is staying in the hotel room right now.
You should do something crazy.
When you're checking out, do a little complaint about the Bible.
Now they know. So it has to be a surprise. So stay somewhere else and then do it. And then we'll do a little experiment about it.
Sure.
That sounds horrible. I don't like that.
I can't.
I don't feel comfortable with doing that experiment.
I can't imagine people haven't already been complaining about the Bible. I really can't even believe it's in hotels anymore.
Why is it in hotels? Is there something?
The Gideons.
Who?
It's just some nonprofit that puts them in all the hotels. I don't know why the hotels accept them. I mean, I guess I would take free shit no matter what it is.
I know, but it's a Bible. Like, you know, when you go to New York and you go to the big cities and people like give you those little Bibles, it's like, oh, cool, thanks. It's probably going to go in the trash can a block down, but thanks for
I'm going to put it in the homeless man's begging cup.
Yeah. Well, not that. I mean, he deserves something a little
better. This has all the answers, sir. Yeah.
This is what you need. God bless.
So, Macy, you are anti-Bible.
I'm not anti-Bible. I mean, I was, I was a Catholic. I went to Catholic school and everything. I'm just not a religious person.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not anti-Bible. Bibles are fine.
I'm anti-Bible.
Well, hello. That's cool.
Now we will go around the table, and this is the segment where I would like to hear your best experiences from Neopets. Macy.
Tom. I've never had one. Back to Macy. Did you have enough time to think?
No, God, I don't even remember Neopets. I just know when I was little, I never had a positive experience because I didn't have a lot of money as a kid. So when I went on Neopets, it was through PeoplePC, the internet provider, which was slow as like all hell. And whenever I tried to like do any games or I think there's like a giving tree where you just like refresh and get something, nothing would happen.
Oh, yeah. No, if you were on slow internet, you could not play that.
Yeah. So there was no positive experience at Neopets.
Sure. By the way, anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's a virtual pet site and it used to be real popular and maybe it still is. It still exists.
Is it the one where I can get the little dog that runs around my start menu bar?
No.
What is that?
Bongo.
Bongo Bongo?
There was like a little desktop dog, and it would run around on your desktop and like run around over the start bar.
Oh my god, I didn't know that was a thing. Is it still a thing?
I mean, I'm sure you could still get it.
Oh my god, I want that.
It was back
but
in
I
the
want
Clippy
a cat.
Days.
I don't want a dog running around my computer. I want a cat. That'd be great.
So you were poor growing up. You ate rice for dinner or what?
Yes, I just had rice, and then if I wanted any vegetables, my mom went, there's the grass.
And people PC.
And people PC. No, I mean, there wasn't a lot of money. My mom did provide, you know, what she could. It was just a little rough. But, you know, we had an apartment. I was fine. I don't want to, you know, say I was totally broke, but I was kind of broke.
Do you ever go to Walmart? And then you look at people, and then you get the overwhelming urge to
throw up,
collapse in the aisle in depression, and never move again because the earth is so sad.
No, I honestly go to Walmart for that ego boost. Like, you're in really gross pajama pants, and I look like a little bit better than you. So I'm like, yeah, I
have
I
nicer
good.
Pajamas.
Yeah, I have sweatpants on. These are better. But no, it's I mostly go to Walmart for the ego boost. Target, I feel like I have to dress up for.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't go to Target in
blah,
sweatpants.
Blah, blah, yes, Target, Walmart. We get it. Costco.
Never been.
Okay. Tom, we need a new topic for the show.
All I can think about is pork.
What do you mean?
They're doing the pig roast, and it's about to end, and I'm hungry.
Oh. I got pork. Well, did you need to head down there? Or
do you have pork?
What's his name? Pork. The chat says he's got food for you.
They're dog treats, but they're jerky.
I'll eat the dog treats.
Okay, does your dog want a dog treat?
No, she's fat.
Two teenagers were rescued Wednesday after spending 3 days lost in the Paris catacombs, an underground network of tunnels holding the remains of more than 6 million people. I did not know that this existed. I thought catacombs were just a thing in a video game where it's like, you're lost in the catacombs. Macy?
I'm sorry, he's just
yeah, we're getting distracted. Should we pause the show and take a break?
Yeah, I think a break might be good.
Okay, cool. So this has been the first half or the whole thing of the
We're going to find some more
show?
People to interview.
Really? Okay.
This is cooked, right?
So yeah, it's fully cooked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't want trichinosis.
No, it's actually dried jerky.
So Macy puts the microphone up to her face, and as she's putting it up to her face, is just a spider, and it's like the size of the microphone muff going right up to her face. And Macy. So you were just telling us how many podcasts you've listened to. Go.
Barely any. I just kind of listen in when the chat says is listening to something.
So before Tinder, you didn't even know what a podcast was.
No, I knew what a podcast was. I had gotten really into Serial. And then there is another podcast which kind of has a retro feel to it called The Thrilling Adventure Hour. And it's kind of like the old radio shows with the thunderclap sound effects and everything. And I liked that one. That was good. And then I just stopped doing podcasts because I had no storage left in my phone.
Oh, right. So, yeah, that's
the first world problem is real. It's just a struggle.
Serial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like... I like Serial, but I don't like murdering. Brett's here.
Is this the show? Hi.
For the second half, yeah.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. So how has your trip been?
It's been okay. I was saying to you on the walk up here, I wish I had had more experiences. I've actually spent quite a bit of time by myself because I find that I'm not really crazy about others.
Sure. No, that is the problem with going to a social event is if you're not crazy about others. Now, I was walking here earlier and I did hear a kid say to another kid, at Porkfest, you always make friends. And I looked at them and I went, wow, to have hope. Right?
Right, to be so young.
Yes. And, well, I don't know. They've got a positive outlook. And these days, they can just Facebook each other. Now, back in the olden days, we'd go to summer camp. You'd, like, hook up with some girl. but then you would have no way to contact her. You'd have to like write to her in Wisconsin using an envelope.
Right. And yeah, exactly.
And some kid still owes me $7. He said, I'll send you a check. Give me your address. Because I lent him $7, and he has not paid me back yet from summer camp.
Do you know his name?
I'm still waiting for it. No, I have no clue how to find him.
Oh, you don't even know his last name.
Oh, no, there'd be no way.
I would publicly threaten to cut his dick off.
Sure,
it's a good way to get a check for $7.
Certainly.
Lickety split.
Yeah.
Right? You put that out there, you let him know you have some people behind you.
Yeah. Do you want to hear any news?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on?
Two teenagers were rescued Wednesday after spending 3 days, we started this at the end of the last show, lost in the Paris catacombs, an underground network of tunnels holding the remains of more than 6 million peepers.
Peeper?
People. Peepers. Sniffer dogs ultimately used their sniffers, led the search crew, including climbers, to the teens, ages 16 and 17. It's a big thanks to the dogs that we found them. The two boys were taken to the hospital where they're treated for hypothermia. It's unclear how they became lost. The underground burial site spans about 150 miles beneath Paris. So, basically, there's just these tunnels under Paris for 150 miles.
Wait, that can't be right.
Why isn't this mapped out by now? If it's been there for how long and they don't have maps? Like, how is that a thing? They don't have, like, you are here, kind of like in a mall?
Oh, you're not supposed to be down there.
Right.
I think it'd take two tours.
But you're not supposed to be down there by yourself.
Well, what freaking idiot stupid kids...
Only a small section of the maze is open to the public. Explorers known as cataphiles risk... Those are the people in the dog tinder.
God.
Ah, yes.
Cataphiles risk arrest by illegally sneaking into the off-limits tunnels where they hold secret parties.
Yeah. The 150 miles still doesn't make any sense to me. Like, Paris couldn't be more than 40 square miles. Maybe.
That's a like lot of city. Dead people.
Yeah.
Right, but it goes back and forth.
That's what I'm saying. So, but it was spanning. Do the passageways span that? Anyway, these are things we don't need to get hung up on. I'm incredulous.
Sure. Yeah, I can't believe it. I don't know. But Macy's saying that there should be a team of people that goes down there and like hangs maps at every intersection.
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, if they have a museum or a tour section set up, like that's fine. But they either need to actually map out the catacombs for rescue reasons instead of just be like, let's just send some dogs in there and see what Sparky comes up with.
I'm sure they're mapped, but the teens didn't have a map. That's why they were lost.
Well, then why the heck and darn were they down there?
Drinking.
Like, that's stupid. Go drink somewhere else. You're a teenager in France. What's the drinking age? 16? 17? Like, you can drink in public. You're fine. Chill out. Jesus.
They probably want to play with the skeletons. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they, like, stuck in the wall? Can you take them out?
Maybe.
I don't really know about the catacombs anymore.
They're using the skulls as bowling, like bowling balls.
Oh, yeah, and the bones or the pins. That'd be kind of dark, but that'd be fun.
Well, skeletons really don't stay together. Like, if you pick one up and start kind of puppeteering it around, it would probably just, all the bones just fall.
Oh, sure. My God, they're making dark Muppets. It's like Kermit the Frog, but dead.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, hey! Pretty good. Hi. Well, I mean, things are happening. I'm pretty good.
You're going to come over? Hey, do you want to come talk on a mic?
Someone said, what's happening? And I said, pretty good.
Right.
You know, it's not the best.
That's not socially
response.
Awkward. You know, that's...
No.
We gotta interview Darren.
We have to interview. About what?
About being insane.
Is he insane? Flat Earth. Or what's he into? The thing?
You know what? That'd be level two if we go, Taryn.
You know he can hear you.
Oh, shit. Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, my God. Here, grab that mic real quick, if you would.
And talk to us.
There's still podcast here.
So, Taryn, Taryn's a man.
I am a man.
And you've got a YouTube channel called LCL Report.
I'm really glad we have our genders. Oh, I'm a woman. He's a man.
And Macy, do you know much about Taryn?
Only that he's really nice, and he's my camp neighbor.
Taryn is very nice, and Taryn is deep, deep into the flat Earth.
No, not flat Earth.
Hang on, that's the joke. Go back. You weren't even paying attention, Macy. Everything's ruined.
I'm sorry. The chat says was
chat says
commenting in person.
Oh, that's right. You're allowed to cuss on this podcast. This is the naughty podcast. Right?
Taryn is deep into the Titanic conspiracy, where the Titanic actually was not an accident. It was on purpose. John Smith was down there with his little knife cutting open the thing, going, ha ha.
He was cutting a hole
who
in
the
captain's ship with
name?
A knife?
John Smith? It wasn't John Smith.
Isn't that the guy from Pocahontas?
Yeah, that was the guy from Pocahontas.
So you're way off. It's like Disney, Warner Brothers. Yeah. You are copyright
I'm pretty
issues.
Sure it was Bill Pullman that did that. Wasn't he? Am I that the wrong
It
movie?
Was Donald Trump.
So
Taran did it.
Taran Lupo is deep, deep into the flat earth. Now, what do you think of the flat earth, Macy?
Wait, what? That's interesting.
The earth being flat conspiracy, this is an old one.
Wow. I don't know. I'm just going to say, you do you.
No, I'm really not. He's pulling your leg.
Oh, okay. So you're being an asshole. That's cool, Nick. You just want content. I get it.
Obviously.
He's doing flat earth. He hates gay people. We want content.
I have a lot of listeners that do believe flat earth, and they make some really compelling points, but the problem is I just can't let it go. So it's really weird because they will just give fact after fact after fact, and you're like, come on, man, you know, this can't, that's crazy.
But
they've got a lot of good stuff. It's sort of believable, but I just can't let myself go there.
But how?
But Taran, where have you let yourself go?
I do have a lot of Mandela stuff. Maybe that's what you're talking about, the Mandela effect.
Have you heard of this, Macy?
No, I'm not up to my conspiracies, so.
Well, I've never been a conspiracy guy. It kind of just fell in my lap. I mainly did videos like on farming and Liberty News.
And yes, Nick, I know what farming is. So thanks.
And
it's a conspiracy as well. Conspiracy. Farming doesn't exist.
Nick's really
corn is a myth.
Our food has been delivered by aliens to the flat Earth.
That oh my God!
True. Here we go again. You guys tease, but now you're going to get a bunch of hate mail from the flat earthers. I guarantee it.
Good.
Sorry, you guys like hate mail, don't you?
We like flat mail.
Flat mail. All right. So here's the deal: is I can't make a good representation of it, but there are some people out there that have like legitimate stuff where you're like, for an example, there's never been a picture taken of the Earth that is not computerized. Every shot you've ever seen from space is computer generated out of other pictures, and they're like, this is what we think it looks like. There's never been a real shot that NASA's even admitted to that from above that shows it round. Like, it's just assumed it is, and the computer generates it as round. And you're like, what? Surely they've had pictures of spaceships and, you know, shoot. And if you ask NASA, they don't, because they're too close to the Earth to actually get a round shot when they do their orbit. So there's, like, crazy stuff. I am not an expert in it. If you guys want to have some fun, invite some flat earthers on to come and yak.
Well, we invited you here not to talk about the flat Earth. But
well,
please,
you're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, you're the one that asked me if I knew what flat Earth was.
Like I said, some people don't let the joke just go.
Oh, on my bad.
So please tell Macy about switching dimensions.
Okay, so Mandela Effect. That is legit. I do have a lot of Mandela Effect on my channel. I was like a regular channel just doing libertarian stuff, and I started getting distracted by, I felt like stuff was being changed and my memory was getting really bad. And I started looking at, my example was this. When I was a kid, I always watched Charlie Brown Halloween special. And at the very end, my favorite part was as Linus was waiting for the Great Pumpkin, he like falls asleep and the Great Pumpkin comes out. And it's not Snoopy pretending, it's really the Great Pumpkin. I remembered it every time when I was a kid. And then last year, me and Kate are watching it.
Now, Macy have any memory of this show?
Yeah.
Did you watch it when you were a kid?
I used to watch all the
Pumpkin?
Charlie Brown things.
So
I
how
was
does
obsessed
it end?
With it.
So how does Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin end?
Oh my God, I don't even remember.
Well,
at this point.
Mandela.
Well, the pumpkin.
No, it's just called a really shitty memory.
Right. Well, that's what you think, right?
Exactly, but it's Mandela.
Oh my
no?
God.
Well, let me make my case. So here's what happens is I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's two versions of this because we're watching it and I'm like, where the hell's the pumpkin? And so me and Kate go looking on the internet and I was like, well, you know, maybe it was a Christian time period in the 65 that maybe they were thought this was too demonic having a scary pumpkin come up or something. Maybe there's two versions. Nope. No version. Then I can't even find anyone talking about it. And then so what happened was that I was like, what the hell? Because we both had this memory. It was like a major childhood memory. And it led me down the path of the Mandela effect, which was, including myself, a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 90s. I was in high school at the time, and I remember they came into our civics class, and we talked about who Nelson Mandela was, and he died, and how important he was, that he died in prison. And then, like, 8 years later, I'm watching the Rugby World Cup with South Africa, and all of a sudden, Mandela comes back on the field. And I was like, to my friends, I was like, I thought he died. My friend's like, no, he never died. It's like, we had a whole class on it in civics. He died. Everybody thought I was crazy. And I thought maybe I just had a bad memory. Well, found out that there's thousands and thousands of people that have the same crappy memory.
Oh boy, here we go. So Brett's grabbed a mic.
Uh-oh.
So now, first of all, before Brett jumps in, Macy, have you ever heard of this?
I haven't, but that kind of makes me think of the Bernstein Bears versus the Bernstein Bears.
Same
thing. Because I remember as a child, it was the Bernstein. It was correct. S-T-E-I-N. And then...
Mandela. So you've switched.
So what happened is because of this...
I'm sorry, Brett. Did you have a thing?
No, keep going.
Okay. Yeah, let me make my point, and then you beat me up all you want. Because of this...
like literally, not verbally.
There was like example... after example after example. And like the first 5 or 10 examples of stuff changing, it was like, well, maybe my memory sucks. And then it got to like 15 examples. And I was like, well, how can my memory suck for 15 examples? And then it got to 20. And now it's over 200. And I'm like, okay, 200 things that I remember changing, something happened. Either we shifted a reality, slid into a different reality, something changed. Because this can't be explained anymore with crappy memory. You know, 10, 20 things, sure. Not 200. So it's like Mandela effect's like a bunch of twigs to me. It's easy to break a few, but once you put 200 together, you can't break them.
You got a giant faggot,
and that's it. But you guys should know about that, faggots. That's right.
Wait, why should we know about that?
Oh, did I say too much?
No, that's okay. I also just said faggot. I looked at Nick. So right. I was like, oh, right. There he is.
So there you go.
There's
I'm gonna shut up. But that's what happened. Is the Mandela effect hijacked my channel? I just had a ton of new subscribers wanting to come on and talk about it, and I started a live show about it, and we all just discussed different ideas of why the hell is this happening. At this point, it's not conjecture or confabulation, because there's just so much evidence that it's happening. But
so you know you've switched dimensions.
No, I don't know if it's switched dimension. I don't know if reality can be hacked. I don't know if your memories can be screwed with. Something's not right, because there's a bunch of residual stuff out there. It's not that hard to find.
Now, Does the whole world, like, did we all switch dimensions the same time you did, or did we all switch? No.
She's legit.
This is a serious question, because I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
If you remembered Berenstain, you didn't switch. If you remembered Berenstain, you switched. So you came over the
maybe
jump.
Yeah, it seems that people are waking up all the time to different things and different memories, and it's getting really freaking strange. Like,
so as a child, let's just say I clearly remember it was the Bernstein Bears, and now it's the Bernstein. So at a time between
there was a time, yeah,
between the age of 7 and 10, I woke up and I'm in a new dimension at this point.
Maybe
now, does this happen like in puberty, or does it happen like at different times?
What happens is there's different ideas that people are shifting at different times. They feel like all right, at this point, a lot of people believe that there's multiple realities.
Okay.
I mean, most credible scientists are like, we live in multiple realities, or we live in a simulation theory. Like, none of this stuff's real, that it's just
I believe that
us playing a giant computer game.
So we're all Sims.
Yeah.
So it could be. But if we really are here playing like a crazy virtual reality, it wouldn't be that hard to hack it and rewrite the rules.
Sure. So
and give everybody different memories. So that is one of the theories going on, that we really live in the Matrix, and that they can hack it and screw with memories, and there's some residual left.
So who is hacking? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Before you keep going, I do have to keep in mind that Taryn has a channel and a show specifically about this, because there's way too many questions to answer. So
we can't
go for an hour.
Sure we can. You guys ain't doing anything.
No. We're doing nothing important. It's just a podcast.
I'm not just a podcast.
No. I would say certainly people should head on over to lclreport.youtube.info.com/Mandela.
Yeah, I might talk to you after, because we can't be neighbors.
It's trippy, and a lot of, believe me, this is something I didn't go looking for, because I used to just laugh at conspiracy theory people, and now I'm like, okay, it's getting too much to laugh at. I mean, I still make fun of them, but I agree with a lot of them.
And Brett had something to say.
Brett. Brett
since this show is about the people on this show.
I was going to say that the Mandela thing is definitely confabulation, because it seems to be confabulating headlines that happened that year.
Is this confabulating and related to the faggot?
Confabulation is kind of...
Get it? Fabulating?
It's just way too much to be confabulated, man. Way too much.
Confabulation is when somebody combines different distinct memories into one memory.
I understand, Mr. Psychologist, but I'm not sitting here going, it's so hard, and I find it almost offensive and insulting when I'm like, people are like, oh, you're just making it up. It's confabulation. You're just lumping memories together.
Not you and personally, but don't
I,
you see?
I, there are personal things I remember happening that changed, that from my childhood, like, I know Nelson Mandela died. Did that happen? I was in a class. We did a presentation on it. You know, like,
what
happened? You know, you're telling me I just confabulated that? I remember them doing a whole civics thing on it.
Now, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, it works. I have a question. Now, when the Mandela in class, do you know? I'm sure it happened. Right. I'm not really sure. You know, I'm still new to this conspiracy situation. But do you have, like, a paper or something? Do you have, like, an actual piece of something?
People have found history books where they say Mandela died in 1991 in the history book.
Wow, that's so weird.
But it was, like, an older edition. So there is really weird-ass residual stuff out there that I don't know why someone in 1991 would write this and plant it and be like, oh, you know. This happened. And so that's what makes me think it's so easy, because what happens is you get very logical people that just cannot accept the fact that maybe something's happening that we don't understand. So they have to make it confabulation. They have to make it something that there's got to be a good reason for all this. You know, everybody's getting fooled on the internet. And to me, it's just, yes, you can confabulate some stuff, but not all this stuff. Go look. There is so much stuff out there. It's insane now.
What's the fastest way you could explain the simulation theory?
Simulation theory to me feels like that. All right, I'll get.
Ooh,
I want
to do it.
Oh, go ahead, take it.
Ooh. So I guess simulation theory, the fastest way I could explain it to someone is that imagine how far our computers have gotten in what 100 years, right? Imagine another society that's lived 10,000 years, and how well their computers are running. Now, if our computers continue to get better, theoretically, we get to the point where we can simulate AI to the point where it may be indistinguishable from human brains. If that happens, do those AIs know that they're in a simulation or not? And if they don't, so what are the chances that we're the original layer and that we're not just running in a computer? And Elon Musk says, very little. But who knows? Elon Musk is a man and is just a man.
Just a man. But there's so much old spirituality stuff. Like, you go look at the Hindu, I mean, thousands of years back, Buddhist, all this. They say we're living in a simulation way back before they even knew what the hell a computer was. You know, they're saying that none of this is real. This is just a mirror. That we are spiritual beings that come down here to have an experience. And the problem is, if you came down and you knew you were having experience, it wouldn't be real and you wouldn't learn much. It'd be like if you were very aware you're playing a video game. So you kind of come in with no memory so you can experience it. And then when you come out, you take your experiences with you.
Did you get the answer from Taryn you wanted? Okay. Macy, final questions for Taryn?
No, I'm going to have to talk to you later. I have a lot of questions that are way too...
No, you guys certainly should.
But just check out my channel. There is literally hours of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I appreciate you guys inviting me on this.
Well, thank you for being a good sport, even though everyone here thinks you probably are insane. But
I know. And I take the heat, but at this point, there's so many insane people with me, I don't care anymore.
Right.
I mean, you are.
It would be different if I was the only guy yelling about it, but it is like.
Might as well jump into the insane pool.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm deep in that water.
Sure.
All right. So here you go. Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Taryn.
That was fun. See you later.
Jesus, what a weirdo, right, everyone?
You can hear me. What is wrong with you? God, you are not good at being discreet at all.
That's great that Taryn's still doing it. Taryn's probably had his channel for like 10 or 11 years.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I've subscribed.
Yep,
Please don't talk off the mic.
Shut up, chat says. Just get in your chat says.
A U.S. Navy sailor who was thought to have gone overboard 7 days ago and was presumed dead has been found alive aboard the ship that reported him missing.
Mandela effect.
Officer Peter Mims, a gas turbine systems technician on the USS vanished on June 8th while the Shiloh was conducting routine operations.
I wonder if this is a thing like the Philadelphia experiment. Speaking of conspiracy.
Conspiracy. That's nice. I like that word.
Do you guys know what the Philadelphia experiment is?
I don't know any conspiracies except jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Whoa. Okay. That's another one. A lot of people remember 9/11 happening in September. So the Philadelphia experiment was this. It was in the 1940s, and it was the U.S. Navy. They were supposedly conducting some kind of, like, temporal displacement experiment. Mm-hmm. So this entire... And there were eyewitnesses of this, but, of course, I weren't
around then.
I think it's probably bullshit.
Okay.
Or I think there's serious confabulation here. They say that the ship is out in the harbor, and suddenly there's a bright flash and it disappears. Then the people on the ship say it momentarily, or for maybe a somewhat extended period of time, reappears somewhere else in the 1980s.
Ooh.
From the 1940s. But there are people on the ship who are like inside, like they don't sort of reassimilate properly. Okay. So they're like parts of people, and there's like people like they come back into their form like in the like, middle of the ship.
Oh, like so
with
like
metal through their body.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right. And then there's these two guys who are like thrown off or something, and they stay in the 1980s and claim that they're from the 40s, but then the ship disappears.
But do the two guys, do they actually stay in the 80s? Are those two guys, can we like find some internet thing about those two guys? Or when the boat popped back to the 40s, they went back to?
See, that's like a really crucial part of the story that I don't know. But that's the Philadelphia experiment. So
I am going to be spending all of my cell phone data at Porkfest looking up these conspiracies. God damn it.
Rescue teams from the Navy, the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, and Japan's Coast Guard scoured 5,500 miles off the Philippine Sea over the span of 50 hours searching for MIMS, ultimately suspending their search on June 11th. Helicopters and a fixed-wing aircraft, blah, 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 conducted airborne searches. The crew of the ship continued to look for their missing shipmate aboard the 560-foot-long vessel and found MIMS in the ship's engineering spaces on Tuesday, 7 days after he was reported missing. We are thankful to have found our missing shipmate and appreciate the hard work of our sailors and the Japanese partners in searching for him.
Wait.
Exactly.
So he was just like taking a nap and he didn't know like
the circumstances surrounding his disappearance are under investigation and no additional details about his recovery were provided.
You know what we can do? We can blame North Korea.
So basically he's sleeping. He misses check-in and they go, oh my God, he went overboard. The whole ship starts. They call Japan. They're
but
flying
for
out
for that long.
And he wakes up and he's like, oh, they're
shit. I'm
I
late.
Can't say anything now. And then he's got to like put on a disguise and be like, I'm looking for me too. I mean, I'm looking for that guy too.
It's very Curb, right?
That's
like
so...
the kind of the thing that happens on Curb is like you lie or you screw up, right? And then you lie,
right? Yeah.
And then the plot just thickens and thickens, and you have to tell more lies, and it just gets more awkward.
So I wonder if they're like they're going to post the investigation, or they're just going to drop it, and then the Mandela effect is going to you know come up and. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be some conspiracy
regarding
this.
Yeah, what if he was
like,
yeah, I teleported to the 80s.
And
right?
Now I am back, and there's a huge bar in my abdomen. I don't know.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Just something completely ridiculous.
His friend is like, quick, shove this bar through your abdomen and pretend you teleported.
He's like, oh my God, conspiracy. And then, you know, the whole world just blows up.
Right.
But we're in another dimension, so it's fine.
Well, that's the other question with dimensions, right? Like, it wouldn't just be two ways that something could happen. There should be, and especially if there's these openings between dimensions where people pass in and out, people should have all different versions of that story. And especially if there's anything like, okay, so say one of this is the Challenger. Is that a real Mandela thing?
Yes. The only part of the Challenger that's a Mandela is the year it happened. People can't decide.
All right, well, if the Challenger exploded 2 years earlier, it would have created an entirely different... We've all seen Back to the Future.
Yes.
It would have
yes.
been created an entirely different timeline. And to say that people could just remember everything else the same from that dimension, but then you get to another point in time where there's a conflict over what exactly happened, it's fucked. I don't get how it works.
Well, my question is that... when they're talking about the dimensions being, you know, scientifically proven or scientifically being studied, why is there no machine or is there a machine that people are going to dimensions and they're hiding it? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, can I go back in a new dimension and be like, what's up?
It's not like sliders. When you sleep, your brain unloads from the simulation. And when you wake up, it reloads. And sometimes it glitches and you got reloaded into a different body.
Oh, my God. So my sim wasn't saved?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could be stuck in the pool without the ladder?
Why would the
Why
would the simulation run multiple dimensions?
It's like backup hardware. Like, you know, when you have your GameCube, you have those two those two memory cards. So it's like when you change up your memory card.
Yeah, maybe sometimes it crashes and the backup has to be loaded, but the backup's had some data corrupted in it.
Yeah, it had a little water damage because it was in the basement for so long, and some little kid is just like trying to blow on the cartridge, and some gets fucked up, and I don't remember last week at all, and I thought it happened 20 years ago. Oh, my God. I'm a sim.
So anyway, too complicated for this show, but...
Sorry.
Did you have another point?
No, I think that's about it. That's very. It's a good topic to bring up, and maybe that's what happened to this man. Good.
Even before Johnny Depp said it, the actor seemed to know that his comment would ignite controversy. "This is going to be in the press, and it will be horrible," he said, speaking to a crowd Thursday. But when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? The Secret Service is aware of the comments that Johnny Depp made about the president, and for security reasons, we cannot discuss specificity.
Try that again.
We cannot discuss specifically, nor in general terms, the means and methods by how we perform our proactive responsibilities.
Now, Johnny Depp, I mean, this is not 21 Jump Street, you know, anymore. This is not Edward Scissorhands anymore. This man is an adult, and he should know better. He's not that, oh, Johnny Depp, he's such a renegade. He's like 55.
Yeah, he's not the guy in Crybaby anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not America's sweetheart. He's not that mystery guy with the teardrop. No, that's not... He's a grown-up now. He has to have grown-up responsibilities.
Absolutely. I totally agree. What do you think this is, Johnny Depp? Ed
a
Wood?
Sim game? Does he think it's just a game? Is it a game to him?
Maybe.
Maybe his dimensions are fucked
up. Well, he got the press, and now we're talking about Johnny Depp. So there he goes. He wins.
That's a stupid thing to say.
I feel whenever... It's just ridiculous. The Kathy Griffin thing with the severed head, that blew up. Now Johnny Depp is saying he wants to assassinate the president. I don't know why everyone is all up in arms about something an actress or a comedian says. Like, yes, they can vote, and yes, they can sway America, but why are we taking what they say to heart so much? Like, we don't really look up to Johnny Depp. We should be looking up to, like, you know, government officials, like somebody...
Ooh, like Trump, right?
No, God, I'm not saying that. Just... I don't know why everyone is weighing in so heavily on, oh, Johnny Depp said that. I don't like Johnny Depp anymore. Okay. Go Trump. Or like the Kathy Griffin
Macy
thing.
Has a point, and Brett?
I have a theory that nobody actually cares about anything, right. And they just want something to talk about.
Sure.
Okay, so they say, get behind that.
I know this person's name. I bet that person that I was thinking about talking to but don't know what to say knows their name too, so we'll talk about that. I could talk about this online. There's two sides of this story, and I could pick one.
Yeah, so they're like internet warriors. Sure, it's just a whole bunch of people.
I could get a recorder. I could plug some mics into it. I could talk, and I could put it on the internet. Maybe people will care what I say now.
Oh, Is that how a podcast works?
Who would do something like that?
I know.
A bunch of idiots.
Fucking dorks.
Stupid.
Macy, I think you've really come into your role here as the new podcaster, and I'm actually going to be training you to replace me.
On the main show. Wow, so that means I could do way better than you?
Sure.
And you might get like more listeners?
Actually.
That'd be cool. I mean, I can't really show my tits on a podcast, but what? I'm sure that would get some people.
Wait, why?
Because you can't. I'd be like, I am showing you my tits right now. People would be like,
oh, no, I see what
bullshit.
You're saying. We have cameras. It's okay.
Really? Where?
No, not here, but we have cameras in the main studio.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Can you show me your tits right now?
No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Well...
And never show your dick in a big room.
Oh, sure. Not wait.
No, you don't do that. If you want to show someone your dick, you got to get real close to their face with it.
And just shove it in their mouth.
No. Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Because then they can't
like
even make a comment. It's
nothing like that. What I'm saying is you don't want to... Are people looking at us?
No.
Are people onto us?
No.
All right. You don't want to just unveil it in a big room on a cam. It's just going to look like a little carrot, a little baby carrot.
That'd be kind of funny, though. I'd be like, what's that little carrot? Oh, my God, it's a dick. And then, you know.
You want it to fill the frame.
Right.
That's the idea.
That's why whenever I'm camming, I just put the cam on the desk and you point it down. You don't even.
Then you put like a soda can next to it and be like, this is how big my dick is.
Yeah, but I got to get a smaller can.
Oh, like those little mini cans back in like 2004. Remember when those like the little mini cans just exploded?
Oh, they're
in
still
the
making
market?
Them for kids.
Like what are those things called? Chubby? I remember the little chubby
Jesus.
Sodas. That's what they were called.
Kid dick cans.
Oh, that's great. Why isn't the chat says here? He'd be like, yeah, I totally agree. Kid dick cans.
You know, they really should make dildos, but they're just the size of a kid's dick, so that pedophiles can get them and then lick them and rub it on their face.
Oh,
why don't they just make them like pops?
They do have penis pops.
Yeah, but, right.
So, I mean, really, if a pedophile was that into it...
What a sweet little dog. Hello, dog. Hey, dog, you don't need to bark. You're sweet.
Spooner, do you want to be on the podcast? He's like, no, just leave me alone.
All right. Bridget's talking off mic. What do you want? Okay. So, Brett, any other topics? I mean, I can do more news, but it feels like we should be wrapping the
We should,
rizzle.
Because, well, the last thing that we have to talk about is Soapbox Idol.
Okay,
where
ahead.
You are a performer, and I am a judge.
Certainly. I'm going to try to fill approximately 1.1 minutes of time.
Ooh. And I don't know what I'm going to do, because I'm going to have to be witty. I feel very unwitty. I feel very, well, very antisocial.
Well, here's what we'll do. If at any point you, like, the emotional energy gets too much, you get too depressed, you can't perform any longer.
Just whip your dick
out. Just whip your dick out and then tap me out and tap me in. Like, I got to tap out and I'm handing it over to.
And then just gently place your dick on his shoulder and he will just.
Why are you obsessed with Brett's dick?
I'm not obsessed with Brett's dick.
Being on my shoulder.
That's a good name for the episode, though.
Brett's dick on my shoulder?
Oh, either one. What is it? Oh, thank you. Bridget just gave me Whole Earth Sweetener, Stevia, and Monk Fruit.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Fancy.
I might try a little in my seltzer that she also gave me. Thank you to Bridget. No, that room, that big pavilion, that'd be a terrible place for an unveiling. Because you're seeing it in the context of that whole giant place that you could fit a small airplane into.
Sure.
Bad room.
Yeah, don't do it in an airplane either, because then it'll just be like in comparison to the whole airplane.
Now in an airplane bathroom, ooh, maybe not that might not be a bad idea. But how did we get to here? Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to do a bad job tonight because I felt very dopey all day and antisocial.
Well, it's going to be all right.
I need some liquid courage.
I don't drink.
Well, do you drink soda?
I drink soda.
Caffeinated courage.
Courage.
So you need some coffee and some espresso, whatever, Coca-Cola.
The worst thing that could happen, though, is I drink too much caffeine, and I get up there and I go, oh, I gotta go number two.
Oh, no.
Right? Because it's 2 hours that I have to sit there.
Right. Oh, wait, does this thing start at 7 or 8?
7.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta practice.
Yeah, and
We do have to get going, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll go do that now, that.
All right.
Two.
This has been Puke in the Gang at the Pork Fest. Thanks, Brett,
fun,
for
thanks.
Coming. Macy, thank you.
No,
you,
thank you.
You will now be a permanent co-host, so please be at Andrew's house every Saturday.
Okay, I'll try my best.
All right?
Sure, thanks.
Bye, everybody. I lived a dream, now I'm in the dark. Oh, you ran away. Took my life and soul, ripped me to pieces, just let it all go. My heart was on fire, but you let me burn.